fire mode. Whoever that was.
N0TR, WD4OL. How you doing, Tom?
Roel, this is N0TR, and you're right, this is Tom. Good morning, and showing 62 degrees, and just headed up to pay the water bill up here in Greer.
Roger that. Yeah, I hate doing those bills.
I don't. The water bill's very reasonable up here in Blue Ridge. They're nice people, and it's a beautiful day, and I just come from getting fitted for some new shoes and inserts, and my wife and I love to drive up here together, so I stopped by and picked her up. We live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and it's just a nice little drive for us to go up here and pay the water bill. We could mail it, but it's pretty outside.
Roger that. It is definitely, it's beautiful outside. It could stay this temperature all the time. Perfect outdoor working temperature, Roger.
We're pretty elderly. I'm 76, and that northeast breeze right now, I'd like to throw it in the ditch, and then we'd be in a total agreement. It's still pretty chilly, but it's supposed to warm up nicely.
Roger that. Well, have you already got there, or you already paid your bill and you headed back? Y'all gonna go take a picnic or something like that?
Oh no, Bernice has got some bulbs she wants to plant, and we got a little lawnmower apparatus we got to put together, and nothing in particular. I just went down to the doctor there, the podiatrist, and got that done, and oh my good God almighty, this car is backing out in the middle of Highway 101, right around the curve. Whew. I could have plowed into her so easily if I hadn't been watching. She's a brave lady or brainless, one of the two. What was your name?
Yeah, this is Scott.
I'm not doing anything particular today. Yesterday morning we had about 6 deer out in the backyard with a turkey right in the middle of them.
Roger that. You've got a reservation right in the backyard, Roger.
I have a game camera out there just for fun. I don't hunt any of them. But yesterday I picked up the SD card and there was one poorly looking coyote. And a couple of possums, raccoons. We have two foxes. And I've seen as many as 7 raccoons down there together. But usually it's just 2 or 3. We're just up here by this little airport north of our house. Seems like they're getting some more planes in up here, and they build another hangar, by golly. Like to see that. It's just a little grass field.
Well, do you have a garden in your backyard? Is that what?
You just go through there. Yes, we have a garden, but they don't bother it. Now, I've caught them in the strawberry garden one time this year. I just open the window and clap my hands, and they're gone. And as far as the other things go, they don't bother them. We plant some tomatoes, which we haven't got done yet. They said there was a chance of frost this morning. I was really surprised at that. I don't know whether it did or not, but it was 39, I think, or something like that outside, but there wasn't any wind.
Roger that. Yeah, I looked out this morning. I planted some shrubs a couple days ago for the wife, and she was telling me, was it going to frost? I said, well, I didn't think so, and this morning I went out there and looked, and like I said, I didn't see, you know, I got up really early, and I didn't see any frost in the back field, so I don't think it did, but, and, you know, I'm right over here, you know, I'm looking at Table Rock out the window right now, Roger.
Well, you're in a beautiful area, too. I'm just now pulling into the drive-thru, so I'll be off for a little bit, Scott. That's the 0TR.
Like I say, I'll try to answer back to you. I've been tinkering on HF here, trying to do some POTA stuff, and just learning that. I haven't been a ham very long, but like I said, since last year or whatnot. But I've listened to y'all on and off, but most of the time I'm tinkering on something in the basement, and I'm just, you know, enjoy listening to y'all's conversations, Roger. For Oscar Lima. Well, she must have pulled in. Whiskey Delta 4, Oscar Lima, signing off 73.
The 4, Oscar Lima, do you copy KQ4AKE Wayne in Simpsonville?
KQ4, what was the rest of your call sign?
Q4AKE, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo.
Roger, you got a good signal here in Table Rock, South Carolina.
I'm just doing some testing on a couple of HTs here. If you've got a second, could I swap over to another radio and see how I'm not getting good reception on one of these guys? I wonder if I could swap over an antenna cable and try calling you on a different HT if you've got a minute.
No worries. Go right ahead.
I just about 15 seconds, swap cable over, and I'll give you a call back. This is KQ4AKE.
ROL, standing by.
Back on the road if he needs another signal report, Scott. But don't mean to interrupt. We just pulled out of the drive-thru.
What did you get through in the drive-thru?
Like the filet mignon, you know, surf and turf, but actually it was just to pay my water bill. shoot. While we were sitting there, this car, these Japanese, smarts anymore, my dad used to say, dang ingenious, these Japanese. Well, it started seeing the stop sign that was in the parking lot, so it decided to start beeping while I was talking to that lady. But that's all we did, Scott. We just go through the drive-thru and pay the bill.
Roger that. I guess they have drive-thrus for everything nowadays.
Another gentleman wants to get back in there, just jump right on in. This is N0TR Mobile. And we don't use it much, Scott. My daughter, she's an engineer for General Electric, and she sits in front of a bunch of computers with Excel charts all day long, and she uses those apps when she goes through like Chick-fil-A and that. Oh, they're so much faster, Dan. And we don't do that. My wife is a wonderful chef, and I don't like fast food. Now, Chick-fil-A's good, I'll give them that, but we've only ate there 3 or 4 times in our life. Let the other gentleman see if he's back. Frustrated cable, Scott.
4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville. Good to hear you on the radio this morning. I was just working with Scott trying to check out a couple of HTs. I've got one here that apparently does not receive your repeater very well, although it seems to receive other frequencies. So I was just trying to figure out if it's the radio or what it is. But anyhow... Scott, if you give me a call back, I'd like to see how I receive you on this particular handheld. I swap radios here. This is KQ4AKE.
KQ4AKE. That very good audio on that one. Sounds really good. Tom, what do you think about it?
Yes, we're up north of Greer, up here by Robinson Lake. And you're absolutely full quieting on that one. And I will say this from experience, HTs don't work very well from Simpsonville as a general rule from what I've heard. But, buddy, you sound like you're on a 50-watt mobile right now. And I didn't catch the name again. Was it Wayne? Yeah, Wayne. I'm sorry. I got my War Department with me here, Wayne, and she remembered. This is N0TR, and I'm Tom. Go ahead, Wayne.
This is Wayne in Simpsonville. Yeah, we've talked before, and yeah, I'm talking on an HT, but it's cabled to a Hitfong antenna up on the roof of my house, so it works pretty well, even with the HT. And yeah, I've got one radio here that just does not receive that 146.610 frequency very well at all, and I'm talking on another exact duplicate radio, just like the one that won't work, and this one does seem to work fine, so apparently it's just that particular handheld that's not receiving that repeater very well.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, well, the one you're on now is, like, perfect. There's no static, no anything in it. Just like Tom was saying, it sounds like you're on a base station.
And Wayne, HTs work just fine with an external antenna in a car, or didn't start out at minus 6 dB with a handheld. They don't work too good.
Yeah, I've figured that out. I've only been messing with ham radio for about a year or so now and started out with a handheld with a rubber duck antenna in the backyard. You're right. It has a lot of problems reaching that repeater from Simpsonville for sure.
I build one of those little mini Yagis.
Well, whatever he's got works just great. I'm impressed. I used to run an external antenna on an HT202 Radio Shack when they first come out back in the 70s, 80s, somewhere along that area, and that my boss stole from me at a hospital I worked at. But it really worked fine in the mobile as long as I had even those little bitty MFJ antennas.
Hey, do either one of you guys ever hear, I was just looking at the scope and dialing in probably a couple weeks ago, and man, I picked up that repeater. I didn't think I'd be picking it up from where we're, the one in Gainesville, Georgia. I think it's W4ABP.
But I'll answer no from my perspective. Now, occasionally you get some tropospheric ducky, and that can go as far as 500 miles, so the book says. But it doesn't happen. I've heard it usually of a morning or of an evening. But if you was on the HC Heart system on the weekends, they link those repeaters in, and I don't know where all they go, but I think they're on 345 or something like that. You'd have to. I know that is a very fine system, and you'll hear. Oh, heck, I've talked clear down to John's Island on it when they link the repeaters together. There is a little delay. Well, guys, we've returned home, and I'm going to put the car in because I just washed it before it gets covered with pollen. So I'll say 73's. Enjoyed it this morning. You guys have a nice day. Send 0TR. Clear.
73's, Tom. You have another one you want to try?
This is Wayne, KQ4AKE. You still there?
Roger that. You're sounding good on that radio. Have you got another one you want to try?
Yeah, to this one that I'm having trouble receiving on. It's not so much a transmit problem as a receive problem. This other radio seems to be very intermittent on that frequency for some reason. So let me just swap back to that one, see if I can hear you or not, and then I'll know for sure that that particular handheld is having a problem.
I need to wait about 2 minutes. Before Oscar Lima, standing by.
Q4AKE, Wayne is back on the other HT. I guess you hear this one okay, Scott.
Oh, it sounds very good. Hopefully you're copying me well, and I'll talk for a minute or two, see if you can hear this. But, yeah, both of the I can't tell a difference between the two audios on either one of those HD rigs. It sounds like you're talking on the same radio. That's how, and both of them are very well. Roger.
Scott, I copied all of that. This thing seems to just be receiving when it wants to and not when it wants to, I guess. I don't know. It's very intermittent. Can't figure out why. Maybe there's a bad connection in the radio or something at any rate. But, okay, well, I think I know which one of my HTs is kind of flaky, so that's what I wanted to figure out. So I appreciate your help this morning. And this is KQ4AKE. We'll be clear after your final.
AAE, Whiskey Delta 4, Oscar Lima. And just like any time, if I'm down here in the basement, anytime you want to check that out, just give me a holler. Wayne, and just like I say, Whiskey Delta 4, Oscar Lima, 73.